Hello and welcome. I'm Anne Whitehouse from FeminineConfidence.com. I'm a feminine power alchemist, a healer, a PhD scientist, but most of all, I'm a passionate empower of women. I thought my life purpose was to be a scientist, but as it turns out, my journey has been one to find my own unique power and help other women reconnect to theirs so we can all confidently embody our highest vision in the world, whatever that might be. In this training, you're going to learn the three essential strategies to help you skyrocket your confidence in any situation and ditch self-doubt so you can achieve more without the fear. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt invisible or worse, relegated to nothing more than someone to serve the tea in the room where you were actually the expert? Did you believe that if you got an education, had the title, and were an expert in what you know, then you would be able to realise your potential and make an impact in the world? But then, when you got there, you found that you still feel you're not good enough and that you don't shine when you should. Or worse, maybe you feel that life is like an exam and perfection is the standard. You feel judged, but you don't know exactly what you have to do to be perfect. You just know that you don't feel it. You're frustrated because you feel driven to achieve in your career and your personal life, but the more you strive, the more impossible it feels. You're scared to get out there. You're scared to express your true brilliance because you feel exposed. You feel like a target. You desperately want to shine, but you just hold back and you don't know why. Does this ring true for you? Well, it certainly did for me. Here's the problem. The world is busy telling us that we should be confident, that the only reason there aren't more women in top positions is that we don't put ourselves forward, and we should. We have equal opportunities, supposedly, and equal rights, but I know all too well from my own experience and from the many women I've worked with over the last 20 years that we don't feel it. Back when I was a university lecturer in an engineering department, I was highly qualified and highly capable, yet I felt in that environment as if I didn't even have the right to exist. In terms of feeling good enough, competent, credible, respected, I didn't feel it at all. The result? Constant anxiety, constant dread, pushing myself to be perfect at everything, a task at which I was, of course, doomed to fail every single day. Every cell in my body was telling me that I shouldn't be there. I actually felt that there was something intrinsically wrong with me, something that made me inadequate and so unable to be credible and confident in that professional environment. Now, let's get something clear. I was not an angry feminist. I wasn't a warrior type woman. And I wasn't the kind of woman who makes herself into a man in order to fit in a male environment. I was sensitive, thoughtful, feminine, reticent, reluctant to push myself in front of others and promote myself in any way. Yet under the surface, I know that I had brilliance and great capabilities. But the way I felt just made me hold back again and again. The result? Astronomical stress, burnout, illness, and I lost my scientific career. Not because I couldn't do the job, but because being in that environment was impossible for me. Since then, I've learned without a shadow of a doubt two things. Firstly, there was absolutely nothing wrong with me. And secondly, I am definitely not alone because many, many women suffer their version of this experience. Nowadays, we might call it imposter syndrome, although I don't think there was a name for it back then. Truth is, it's real, it's debilitating, and it can ruin our lives. It's a phenomenon that undermines many brilliant, capable women. So let's be scientific about it. If it's a widely experienced phenomenon, then there is a clear reason for it happening. It's not because one or two individual women are weak and pathetic. It's not because sensitive feminine women just don't have what it takes to survive and achieve out in the big wide world, that's complete rubbish. No, there is a real problem. A problem with the way we, as women, are experiencing the world. If it weren't, then we'd be sailing forward with our capabilities, gifts, and intelligence shining through. Now, of course, this is not the case for all women. Some are supremely confident and are shining and are moving forward, and that's fantastic. But I know there are a lot who aren't, and this training is for you. So in this training, I'm going to show you a procedure that you can follow that will really help you begin to react and feel differently in situations which have been triggering that not good enough feeling for you. I want you to use these techniques on a daily basis each time something comes up that triggers I'm not good enough or I'm going to be judged, anything that triggers fear or lack of confidence, any situation where you really want to shine and stand out and achieve, but instead you hold back. If you use it consistently, you will begin to feel differently about things that were ordeals for you. Now, these triggering situations will of course be different for different women. Perhaps your triggering situation is going to a business meeting or giving a presentation, or it might be just interacting with your colleagues and putting your ideas forward. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and a visionary woman who has a mission that you want to get out into the world, and you're at the stage of expanding your reach, getting out there online and talking about what you do, and the whole concept of being visible freaks you out. Maybe you're already running your business and you need to be having sales conversations with people and the thought makes you want to be sick. Or perhaps you feel it more in your personal relationships. Maybe you don't express yourself and your equality with your partner the way you want to. Or perhaps it's with your parents because of your culture. Perhaps you defer to everyone else instead of putting your opinions forward. No matter which of these examples relates to your life, the procedure is the same. So let's get started. Our first strategy is acknowledgement. I want you to choose a particular scenario which generally triggers stress, fear, anxiety, and lack of confidence for you. Now, it may feel counterproductive, but what we're going to do is to start by focusing in on those feelings. So, I want you to think about that scenario for a moment or two and allow the emotional response to trigger in your body. Feel where you are holding tension, that feeling of dread or fear. Become aware of it and try to feel what your body thinks is actually going to happen. Now, I can tell you without hesitation that I have frequently felt as if I was going to the guillotine in such situations. Your emotional response to the situation is likely to seem, at first glance, way out of proportion with the actual event. What we find is that our bodies are in a genuine state of fear, fear for our safety and our very lives. And of course, in these normal life situations, our lives are not in danger, but our bodies feel it. Now, listen carefully. This isn't abnormal. This doesn't mean you're being ridiculous. It means that you are simply feeling a phenomenon which is felt and suffered by many, many women. It's not imagination. It's not overreaction. It's very real. So I want you to stop the recording now and do this. Focus in on that scenario. Let the feelings trigger in your body. And then really tune into them and see what your body's trying to tell you. Having done that, make a few notes. Get something down on paper. Right then, I hope you've done that. Now we are going to do the acknowledgement. I want you to look at those feelings you've just identified. Whatever they may be, however extreme and out of proportion they look, tell yourself, there is nothing wrong with me. I'm feeling this way for a reason, a good reason. It's not because I'm weak or pathetic or inadequate in any way, shape or form. And in fact, I'm actually pretty amazing for continuing to push forwards while I'm feeling like this. This first step may seem a bit strange, but it is so important. This is going to enable our body to feel acknowledged, and then it will be able to expand into a more enlightened state. Right then, step number two. This is the key to understand why we are feeling this way. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was at a meeting where there were lots of other entrepreneurs, spiritual and visionary people. And as you do, we were chatting away about what we did. And I was having a conversation with a man. And I told him that I was a feminine power alchemist and that I empower women to embody their highest vision in the world. And he looked at me and said, "Well, what about the men? Why don't you empower them?" Well, this absolutely took me aback. That was actually the moment when all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle began to fall into place for me. It was then that I realised what it is we're up against and why it feels like such an enormous struggle. This realisation flooded over me, and I can still remember the anger, most unusual for me, about this man's ignorance and the injustice of what we as women have to overcome. The battle we're fighting is one that people don't even acknowledge is there. Unfortunately, at the time, I was too angry to articulate anything beyond the fact that men really don't need empowering. But I'm grateful to him, whoever he was, because he brought into sharp relief the enormous mountain I and all other women must overcome, a mountain which no man ever feels. So think about it this way. When a man wants to succeed out in the world, have a high-powered career, be a leader, make money, a visionary, every cell in his body tells him it's within his rights. He's supported by millennia of law, precedent, attitude, assumption, and belief. Society and institutions are created to fit him, for him, to support him. He's in his natural element and his comfortable environment, and he knows right to the tips of his fingers that he's entitled to be there. But what about us? Where the man is supported by history, we as women are undermined by it. Instead of layers of history reassuring us of our entitlement, our history tells us that our place is in the home, that we must obey, that men are cleverer than women, that we don't have a say over our children or our money. We need to be demure, downcast, quiet, modest, and subservient, that we should be caring instead of ambitious. Old, obsolete rubbish, absolutely, but it's still there. As women today, we are born into the bright new world where we're meant to be able to have all the same things as any man. But here's the problem. This has been true for less than one lifetime. And I call this the kitchen maid to university maid timeline. Kitchen maid M-A-I-D, university maid M-A-D-E. Now, I am the perfect example of this. My grandmother was a kitchen maid, and I, two generations later, am a Cambridge University graduate and scholar with first-class honours, a PhD, and a research fellowship. In a mere two generations, the norm for women in my family has shifted by absolute light years in terms of freedom, aspiration, choice, opportunity, occupation, money, everything. That makes me and you pioneers. We are breaking new ground. Here's the problem. This shift, while being fantastic, is so enormous, and it's happened over so short a time that society, attitudes, and limits imposed on us subconsciously, and the undercurrents of human interaction, these simply haven't had the time to catch up. Energetically, we are still pulled back by the old ways, even though they are obsolete, archaic rubbish. In energetic terms, we are aware that we have rights, that we're entitled to equal opportunity and freedom, but under the surface, we have that old historical messaging pulling the rug from under us. The old limitations on women are still being felt here today. It's like a three-dimensional spider's web of limitation. Each time we try to pull away and expand, we are pulled back into place. Think about it. The moment we set foot in that meeting room, that department, that company, the moment we stand up to a man in our life, our cells, our DNA, tell us we shouldn't be there. The moment we begin to outshine the men in our lives, earn more money, grasp leadership, power, authority, succeed in a man's profession, and aspire to something beyond what our mothers and grandmothers had, this old messaging kicks in. We may know intellectually that the law entitles us to freedom and equality, but what we feel is what history is telling us. History is telling us that what we're doing is something forbidden. So when we are in that position of leadership, authority, and visibility, we don't fit in to the existing energy. We feel as if we are aliens. We feel unwelcome and inferior. A man who promotes himself confidently is described as a born leader. But when a woman behaves in exactly the same way, she's more likely to be described as an arrogant, pushy bitch. We basically have no power foundation when we go into these situations. And that is why it feels as if there's nothing supporting us. While our male colleague has rock underneath his feet, we have eggshells. It's no wonder we struggle to feel powerful and confident. So this, I must explain, is an energetic phenomenon. It's subconscious, it's in the energy around us, in our interaction with other people, with the institutions and the places that we go and the things that we want to do. And we feel this phenomenon as a profound lack of security on a very basic level in our bodies. It's an instinctual response, not a reasoned response. And because our bodies don't feel safe, that then creates the fears, the blocks, the need to pull back and hide that plague our efforts to succeed and shine. Basically, we are being pulled in two different directions. And this is the root of why we feel this way. This is why those feelings of inadequacy, imposter syndrome, fear, dread, stress, and perfectionism push us to the limit and undermine everything we want in our lives. This also explains why simply believing in our equality and rights doesn't help a lot of women. It certainly did not help me. Changing limiting beliefs, emulating a male energy that isn't natural to us, practicing assertiveness techniques, mindfulness, cognitive therapy, antidepressants, they don't work because they just can't change this huge chasm of disempowerment that undermines all women, a chasm that's been created by history. And it's a chasm that isn't going to be filled simply by telling women that we can do things now. It's not that simple. If it were, I wouldn't be seeing the same pattern again and again in gifted, motivated women being held back by the way they feel. So, it's time to bring this deep understanding into your mind and body. So in a moment, I want you to stop the recording again and just think about how far women have come in your family in the last two generations. Think about just how much the history of women in your family, your ancestry, your country, and your culture is holding you back. Think just how much these things are giving your body the message that you aren't allowed to do what you want and be what you want and have what you want and behave the way you want. You aren't allowed to shine and be noticed and outshine the men. You aren't allowed to be out in the world having authority, leadership, and being in command. You aren't allowed to control your own money and live without obeying the men in your life. To be a proper woman, you should be quiet, demure, and modest. Energetically, you and I are still fighting against the legacy of this every single day. It's exhausting and it's relentless. And then what is more, when we go out into the world, into those professions and institutions that were exclusively for men, the men there also feel these things. And no matter how enlightened they are consciously, their cells and their DNA also think we have risen above our station and we should go back where we belong. And this, of course, manifests in all kinds of discrimination, harassment, and worse. Comments, jokes, attitudes, all a subtle and not so subtle torture that day after day reinforces the subconscious message that we are not permitted to be there. So now, I hope you can begin to see this situation in all its enormity. I want you to acknowledge yourself for being a pioneer, for being courageous, visionary, for not settling for the easy path of playing it small, for aspiring to realise your brilliance, your potential, and the contribution you are meant to make in the world. And frankly, you've done brilliantly to get this far. So if you are suffering the effects of this female history syndrome, as I call it, I want you to bring this understanding deep into your mind and body. There is a very good reason why you don't feel good enough, and there is now something you can do about it. Now, it's taken me 32 years from when I first began to feel this, and for me it was when I went to Cambridge at the age of 18, it's taken this long for me not only to realise the extent of the battle we're up against, but to create ways of actually reversing its effects so we are no longer crushed and undermined, and instead our bodies can feel safe, so we can then feel confident, competent and powerful, and actually begin to feel the equality we have, rather than just knowing it in theory. Okay then, so we now need a next step, a way of starting to undo this generational conditioning, and a way of freeing ourselves to live and achieve without the fear and the blocks. So for our third step, I'm going to ask you to shift your understanding of the world a little bit. The reason why we are stuck in this female history syndrome, this three-dimensional spider's web of limitation, is not because people really believe that stuff now, but because the old energy patterns in our mind and in the group consciousness simply haven't changed. Why is this? Well, each generation, children simply copy the energy patterns of their parents, copy them in our minds and bodies. We do this without understanding what they are or why or what it means. But the result is that the energetic status quo is stuck in the past and has nothing to do with our society's conscious understanding of women's rights and value, hence the conflict we feel. Now, if we want to release this obsolete generational conditioning and create the power foundation we're lacking, that needs major work, that needs major transformation. That's a big process that I can absolutely help you with my power techniques. However, what we can do is get you started today. So, everything in the universe is energy, and that energy is connected through the quantum field. Things being solid is an illusion. If you get way down beyond the atoms, beyond the subatomic particles, what we have is a quantum probability soup in which all things are possible and all things are one. While you hold the belief that everything is separate and solid, you don't have the power to change anything. But as soon as you realise that everything is energy, this means everything can transform. Reality as we know it is actually pretty fluid. So, this status quo that holds women back, that three-dimensional spider's web of limitation, is just an energy pattern. And this can be transformed. So here is our third step. I want you to close your eyes and imagine that energy field. You're part of it, your body, your mind, the world and everyone in it. Now think about what it is that you are doing and being that is labelled as forbidden for you, a woman. Now this forbidden label, that's just an energy pattern, an obsolete pattern from the past. Your body sees that pattern and it freaks out. It triggers all the insecurities, making your body afraid and pulling you back. Your body doesn't understand that times have changed. Your body's responding to the old energy pattern. Now, with your mind's eye, see the situation for what it really is. You are wanting to do and be something which you are totally permitted to do and totally good enough to do brilliantly. The only problem is it has an old label attached, a label that says forbidden for you. Now, imagine that label changing, the pattern shifting into one that says, yes, you can do this and be brilliant at it. Just focus on that new label, see it replacing the old, and let your body see that new label. Let it see that you're not breaking any laws of the universe by wanting to be a leader, by wanting to achieve and shine. Even if you are the very first woman to hold a particular position or achieve a particular level or do something, That's absolutely fine. It doesn't matter if you outshine every single man on the planet. That's absolutely fine. So, as you hold this image in your mind, with that new label, this is permitted, this is safe, you're allowed to do this. You can be the best at this. Your body will begin to get the message and understand that it's been responding to an old label that's past its sell-by date. And after a few moments of doing this, you'll find you begin to feel more confident, more in command of the situation. Now, doing this may be a little tricky initially if you're not used to this kind of thing, but the more you practice visualizing this process, the easier and the quicker and the more effective it will become. And your mind and your body will get more and more used to the fact that this label of forbidden is not there for any reason at all. It's just there because history put it there. It doesn't mean we have to obey it. Now, this leads me on to a deeper point here. Women have enormous natural power, which is different to what we conventionally think of as power. Our conventional understanding of power is, of course, male power. Female power includes our connection to creativity, intuition, and indeed magical ways of manipulating the energy of our world. These have been forbidden, forgotten, and we've been forced to put ourselves into the rigid box that the patriarchal world imposed on us. But now, when we understand how we can not only free ourselves from these sabotaging restrictions, but we can awaken in ourselves these forgotten gifts, that's when our power becomes full and multifaceted. And if you go on to work with me, this is exactly what you'll be doing. So that's just about it for our training today. So let me just summarise quickly so that you really know the procedure and can start freeing yourself from today. When you are confronted by one of those situations that triggers you, that triggers, I'm not good enough, this is forbidden, I'm not welcome here, that triggers stress or dread or anxiety, this is what you do. Firstly, acknowledge what you're feeling. Don't suppress it and pretend it isn't there. It is there, and your body needs to be heard before it can move on. So take a minute and feel where you have those feelings, maybe in your chest or your throat, your stomach, your abdomen, perhaps all over. Tell your body that you understand how it feels, that you understand it's feeling that for a reason, and you're going to make it feel safer. Now bring your awareness to the root cause. Remind yourself that you feel this way because everything you're doing, being and wanting is outside the historical, traditional role of woman in the home, and it's labelled as forbidden. That's why your body is triggered. Have a look at what you're doing. Are you having too much authority, autonomy, freedom? Are you going to be too visible? Have you got too much money? Are you in a man's job? And remember, according to history, pretty much everything apart from maid and midwife is labelled a man's job. And of course, in the past, aspiring in such a way was totally forbidden and genuinely dangerous for women. Tell yourself and your body that it's okay to have responded this way because the old messaging is still there, but it's an illusion. It has no basis in our modern world and we don't have to obey it. Finally, close your eyes. Remind yourself that everything is energy and energy can be transformed. And all those things that feel forbidden and dangerous to our bodies because we're women just have this old, obsolete label attached to them. Tell that label to change. Let it change to safe, allowed and easy for me, whatever you like. And just hold that thought and imagine the energy pattern shifting. And as the energy changes, reality changes. Allow your body to see the new message and know that it's safe. It's as simple as that. So use this technique as you go through your daily life and you will start to bring your body out of that old historical fear state. You will begin to release those limitations and you'll begin to feel your true value and feel the confidence that you're entitled to feel. So thank you so much for joining me today. I really hope that you found this training powerful and useful. If you'd like to take it further and find out about my healing and transformation programs, then take a look at feminineconfidence.com and cinderellabootcamp.com. And be sure to join my Feminine Confidence Insider list, where you'll get access to more free healings, trainings, and giveaways. And finally, I'd love to hear about your experiences of the female history syndrome, and let me know how this training helps you. Just email me at Anne, that's A-N-N-E, at feminineconfidence.com. Remember, the world needs all of us to embody our highest vision, and that means we need to step into our true power, be visible, be brilliant, and be free of all the obsolete restraints and limitations that have held women back and kept us small for so long. We need to do this. We are the pioneers, and it's not easy, but you can change things. You can release those restrictions, and you can move forward creating a power foundation for yourself so that you can be as amazing as you deserve to be.